Our first expert is going to be John Wilson, John W. Wilson, president of J.W. Wilson & Associates, is an economist with over 25 years professional experience in the areas of antitrust, public utility regulation, and insurance regulation. He's widely published and served as an assistant professor of economics at the United States Military Academy and as chief of the Division of Economic Studies at the Federal Power Commission before founding J.W. Wilson & Associates back in 1975, and he comes to us from the Washington, D.C. area. And the reason I've asked John to join us is because we're bombarded with all kinds of information that seems to have some impact on not only our bottom line, but the bottom line of our country. For instance, jobs are now at an all-time low. What does it mean? Does it mean I have a better chance of getting a job? We hear the military is now going to release 40,000 professional soldiers. How does that impact the economy here, or will it have any impact at all? Greece, my goodness, Greece is going to be bankrupt here, or could be. Why should we care? You know, what impact will it have on us? The stock market is at an all-time high. But taking a dip here, what does all of that mean? Well, it may not be specifically related to you, but I think in the bigger picture, and that's what I'm asking John Wilson to take a look at. John, thanks so much for joining us. Nice to have you on the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Paul.
We've done this before, haven't we?
We have, a few years ago.
Absolutely, and it's a pleasure to get back to you and have you here and to talk about, actually, this program is far even more suited to your area of expertise. That is to say, home and family finance is all about dollars and cents at the kitchen table level. Now, you have risen to a much higher level in terms of explanations and understanding it. So let's talk about whether we should be concerned at this point. When you take a look at what's happening in total, what's your assessment? Are we moving in the right direction with the U.S. economy?
I think we are to a large extent. There are problems of the nature that you've suggested. Most of those are not things that are likely to impact the U.S. economy dramatically, certainly not the Greece situation. The only folks that are going to have a catastrophe there, if it's not resolved, and I think it will be, are the Greeks themselves. That's not something that is likely to affect Americans at the level of the economy that is important to us. So I think that's one that is very interesting in terms of world politics,
yeah,
but not something that has likely great impact on the U.S. economy.
So we're not going to take bread off the table because of what's happening in Greece?
Oh, absolutely not. It will be a tragedy for the Greeks themselves if they depart the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
Their vote on Sunday was something that was more hopeful for them, I suppose, in a personal way than it was in any meaningful economic way. They need to be part of the European Union or things are going to go from really bad to really worse there. But that is not something. Greek is an economy of 11 million people in Europe. It's not something that's going to be of great impact on the United States, and the debt that is held is not by and large held by American investors anyway.
Okay, and let me just take it a more personal, because I got a few calls from people who are saying, I'm planning, quote-unquote, to visit Greece. Should I go now? And I said, well, you know, that's something I'll ask John. If I'm planning a trip to vacation to Greece, should I go?
I would certainly wait till after Thursday. the French finance minister, I think it was this morning, said that there's likely to be riots in the streets,
yeah,
in Athens if this matter doesn't get resolved. And the Greeks this morning did put a new three-year proposal on the table. The details are not there yet, but they have promised details by close of business tomorrow, so we'll see. I think that the leaders there perceive that this is so serious that they do need really to take some steps now to reduce their debt, make some cuts, and I expect that will happen. And tourism, of course, is a very important part
of what they do
of the Greek economy.
All right, we'll be right back with John Wilson, the economist, as we talk about what's happening here at home. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. My guest, John W. Wilson, economist, and a gentleman who knows a thing or two about what's happening in this country. John, let's bring it closer to home. We understand now that that the unemployment levels are at an all-time low, or at least lower since, than they've been since back in 2007.
Very low compared to recent years, almost down to 5%.
How is that going to impact us? What am I going to feel? Am I going to be able to get a job easier? Or am I going to be able to get a raise? What impact will that have on us at this point, do you think?
Well, one of the things that is not evident in that statistic is that a lot of the jobs that have been created are at the are at lower wage levels than have historically been desired by people. And so I don't think that you've got a fix here necessarily for everybody that's coming out of college, you know, that wants a good career path job, although there are some. And the news this week is that there are more good job vacancies than there have been in years. The hiring recently has not been as great as we may have liked to have seen, but the job availability is greater than it's ever been. And the reason that the that hiring has not kept pace with job availability is that the right skills aren't always there. So if you've got the right skills, if you've got the right training, if you're in this segment of the market that is growing, You're in pretty good shape, certainly much better shape than you were a few years ago.
And does this mean that the economy, that our economy is fully recovered now? I mean, is this the time to, you know, decide that maybe I'm going to do some investing, or I'm going to go and open a business that I had planned or I've delayed because of how things have been? Are things better now?
Things are better now. I would say that investing is not something that you try to time short-term swings in employment, mm-hmm. economy. It's something that, if it's done wisely, it's done gradually over time. So it's never a bad time to initiate investments if you're interested in retirement or the future. I'd certainly encourage that, and this is not a bad time to do that. Yes, I think we're going to have some promising opportunities for economic growth, both in the U.S. and in Europe as well, and I would be diversified in my investing. I wouldn't put it all into U.S. stocks and bonds. I'd look carefully, but there are good opportunities in the European market too, which has not been as robust and has more room for recovery probably than the U.S. does at this point.
You know, it's an interesting point that you make there, because I think for so many years, for so long, at least the not the experienced investor, if you will, but the everyday, the common man investor, has thought of investing only in the United States. I mean, you know, companies that are here. But we truly now do live in a global economy where if you're going to be serious about it, you have to look not only through the borders of the United States, but worldwide in terms of whatever you're doing from a standpoint of investing. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. And it's also the case that many of the largest European companies are traded on the New York Stock Exchange. I suppose people think of BP and Shell as American companies, but they're not. They're European companies. There are other less known major oil companies in Europe that are, of course, down now because the price of oil is down, but that won't be the case forever. Statoil in Norway, Eni in Italy, Total in France, these are all companies that have good dividends. They're, other than being in Europe and being more subject to things that are happening in the European economy, like this Greek matter, they're big dividend-paying companies, just like the U.S. oil companies. So they're, and it's not just oil, of course. It's banking, finance, and all kinds of pharmaceuticals, all kinds of things that are European companies that are traded on the New York Stock Exchange. You don't have to go to Europe in order to invest in the right. worldwide economy.
We're talking with John Wilson. We're talking about your economy. What is it like? What is it really like? And how will it impact you? When we come back, we'll talk about whether the kid's going to get a job, the one that you paid all the money for college education. What's going to happen there? What about the election? lots of stuff. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My guest is John Wilson, and he is here to talk about what should happen, what you should be thinking about, or at least how you, his analysis, if you will. You take it and use it to your advantage. John, and that's important because here we're coming on, already the political silly season has started. 14 or 15 Republican candidates, two Democratic candidates, both are likely to be increased, or three with the governor of Maryland. What impact should it have, or do you think it is going to have, on our economy?
Well, I would say, as always, there are a lot of things that happen in the economy that are, if not immune, at least not greatly controlled by what happens on the political front. And that's probably very good. Yes, we have a wide range of alternatives in the political marketplace. And I don't want to suggest that they don't make any difference. Mm-hmm. I think they do. I think that it's important to have a stable, thoughtful, intelligent leaders. And it's up to the American people to elect those kind of people instead of folks that may appeal to some kind of short-term interest that right. is not something that is necessarily going to be good for the U.S. economy. I will just mention one that I saw recently, and that mm-hmm. is one prominent candidate came out saying that maybe the right thing to do is to cut back on legal immigration into the United States as a means of creating jobs for Native Americans, whoever they are.
Whoever they are.
Interesting. Certainly legal immigration, people with skills and employment and jobs,
right.
have been a growth engine for our economy. So that may not be the wisest political move
yeah.
to make. There are others that appeal to social issues as opposed to economic issues. And I would think that we would put some economic issues on the table and make them important. But the economy is going to move forward regardless of who's in the White House.
So the political dogs are barking, but the economic caravan rolls on.
In other words, it does. It will be affected by that, but it will not be controlled by it.
Okay. What about Iran? Will we be controlled by coming to an agreement or not with Iran? Is that going to impact our economy?
Iran is a big place. It's much bigger than Greece and much more important in terms of long-term political stability
right.
in the world. So I think that getting a good deal with Iran is an important objective. I think that everybody, to some extent, is focused on that. There, of course, is going to be political play with whatever comes out of it, but it is important. And if we don't have stability in the Middle East, particularly with Iran, then there's going to be problems that face us with respect to all of our Arab friends in that part of the world, Israelis, everyone. So it's an important item on the international agenda, no question about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, keep a close eye on that. Did we make the right move concerning Cuba?
I think so. It's been a long time. I think Cuba offers opportunities for Americans, just as America offers opportunities for Cubans. The 1950s, you and I remember those, but that was a long time ago.
And
it's time to move on. I've talked with a number of people that I know that are of Cuban ancestry or actually lived in Cuba, and most of them, some of the older folks, still
carry
back to the 50s.
Yeah.
Hold that grudge, but I think that everybody else agrees that it's time to move on and have another place in the Caribbean, a big place that is accessible to Americans and that we can enjoy and be part of.
John, we've out of time here. I'll just ask you to do this, given a grade system, A, B, C, D, E. What grade do you give the economy at this point, and the U.S. economy?
I'll give it a B minus.
Oh.
So I think it's got room to improve further.
Okay. John W. Wilson is our guest, folks. You can find him on Google. You may not be able to get to him. He's an important person in this particular industry. But, John, we thank you for spending some of your time here to talk to our audience. Come back and see us again soon, would you?
Enjoyed it, Paul. Thank you.
It was an absolute pleasure. All right, coming up, Renew Strategies. Would you give out money if you thought you were making some and also helping another country? We'll talk to the founder of an organization that's designed to do just that. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.